Dr. Jacob Merman, how are you, sir?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. How are you guys?
Well, I'm just getting over COVID, as you know. I talked to Dr. Merman during my COVID action here, and yeah, things are good. I tested negative, so I'm very, very happy about that.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, I'm enjoying the news about the artillery show.
Yes, the artillery.
Really fun, really fun.
Well, thank you, Dr. Merman. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you. Yeah, you were talking about being pissed. I am kind of pissed about this anxiety situation.
I agree.
That you were talking about just now. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand the rationale. You know, why would they reject this thing? You know, this diagnosis. I have no idea. I mean, as you said. By the way, I need to say who I am, right? I'm with Life Medical. You can find me at lifemedical.us.
Sure.
And if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email.
I do have a question quickly. Do you mind if I ask you one quick question? What the hell's wrong with Tony Lee? Something. I don't know what it is. Tony Lee. Tony, what's wrong with you?
I don't think there's enough time to cover that, even though he's a doctor.
We can book more time and discuss it on air. That will be fun, I'm sure.
Okay, we'll get that taken care of. No, I just assume that PTSD would be an automatic qualifier for THC. It's a perfect match, isn't it?
But it is. Anxiety has been rejected. PTSD is still a qualifying diagnosis.
Oh, so it's anxiety. It's not PTSD.
Right.
I see. Okay.
I mean, anxiety is a one symptom in PTSD syndrome.
Right.
And I mean, there's a lot of people with anxiety out there. I'd say half of my cannabis patients, besides having the qualifying diagnosis, whatever it is, also have some anxiety. And that's why I was so, intent on getting it into the list of qualifying conditions is because everybody says, I'm calmer, my anxiety is less, I'm feeling so much better, and I'm sleeping better, and that's why we've been trying to get anxiety approved on its own merits, so that, you know, it's not just a side symptom in these people.
Is it too easy to fake, doctor? Is that why they think people will just fake having anxiety?
You don't have to fake it. Like, half the people out there have anxiety.
Well, there you go.
You know, it's an anxious world, especially now with COVID,
God.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, look, I have all... I certified, over 3,000 people, right?
Yep.
And I'm seeing all of them in follow-ups. And I keep hearing the same thing. I can go over many different cases, but they all sound the same. It's like a guy says, I have chronic back pain. Cannabis helps me a lot. And by the way, I'm more relaxed and sleep way better. You know? Or somebody says, I have Crohn's colitis or ulcerative colitis or whatever, and the cannabis helps a lot, and I don't have diarrhea and abdominal pain anymore. And by the way, I'm more relaxed and sleep way better.
Yep.
No, you know, doubt. And like another guy says, my seizures are under control now. And by the way, I'm more relaxed and sleep way better. So, you know, why not allow people who have anxiety and don't sleep well to just get it without the other conditions? I don't get it.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be the first person to say that cannabis is probably not the best way to treat anxiety long term. I mean, there's other methods that are more curative, like this talk therapy, and there's all kinds of alternative modalities. There's very effective methods out there, but they work long-term, they're more curative, but when you need a drug, that is probably the safest and most effective drug cannabis is. It's way better than, benzos, like the lorazepam or alprazolam Valium. That's what people are getting for anxiety, and the cannabis is safer than that.
Dr. Merman, explain that to me, because you're absolutely right. People can die from those other medications. It's pretty damn hard to die from taking THC, I'll tell you that.
I've never heard of any OD on cannabis, you know. I mean, you can die by, you know, getting drunk or, you know, intoxicated and driving your car into a tree.
Right, right.
Or killing somebody. You know, that's always a concern. But that's a concern with all of these medications. You know, you take enough lorazepam and you go driving, and that's not a good situation. You know, the side effects of the other drugs are usually more than those of cannabis, and the results I'm seeing in people with cannabis are way better.
Yeah, no question.
They don't get it.
Dr. Merman, how many years has it been now since I came to see you and you prescribed it for me? It worked like a charm. How many years is that now? 3-4 years?
Yeah, probably about 3-4. Yeah. And I mean, you keep saying you're no fun anymore because you just don't get as angry, right?
Well, so. I still get pissed off, but no, I don't want to kill anybody anymore. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I see in people. People just calm down and they do better and sleep better, and of course their other symptoms improve, like pain and whatever else they come with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean it's a great palliative method. And anybody wants to know what the qualifying conditions are, easy to find on our website. Just go to lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, and the list is there and link to the government site and all that. And send questions if you want.
We will get it done.
Yeah. Now we just have to regroup and figure out what to do with this and how to get these things approved. My feeling is that maybe it needs to go through the legislature rather than... By submitting petitions to the Department of Health, because I don't know what else to do.
You know, Ryan Winkler is a friend. We should probably reach out to him and get his take on this. Ryan Winkler, of course, big shot in the state of Minnesota. But yeah. Maybe we'll reach out to him and find out what his opinion. Maybe it's time to get the legislature moving on this deal.
I think so. It makes no sense. You said it. We are too restricted here.
See, and I could even do the TV commercial. I'll go on TV and go, I didn't used to use THC to control my anger. Now I do. Imagine how big a prick I'd be if I didn't use it. That'd be a good way to sell it.
We'll have a discussion on TV. That would be great.
Dr. Merman, always a pleasure, sir. I will talk. I'm going to come by and see you at your office, by the way. I haven't seen you in a while.
Come by. Yeah.
We'll get it done. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, all the best, everybody. Stay safe.
Have a great
Bye.
Day. Dr. Jacob Merman, absolutely. Yeah. Life Bye-bye. Medical, ladies and gentlemen, it's done a great job. I sleep so much. I didn't sleep last night. I think mostly I didn't sleep last night because of anticipation doing the show for the first time in quite some time. Mm-hmm. Just kind of excited to get back on. Then I went, oh, God, I got to see those three, which kind of ruined it for me. You know what I'm saying.
We're wrestling right? with conflict.
I have a lot of conflict in the deal. No doubt about it.